Thank you. Hey, she was very angry at how much it is. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
I'm Tabi Mawela from the Ministry of Science and Technology.
My name is Nandi Jinga from the Science and Technology Business Office.
Good morning, Rowena Sandy from PMG.
Morning, I'm Lukele Mulisa from Parliament Communications.
So our partners are some of the most important departments in the
third point is we have identified that one of the key areas of our work is informed by the outcome of the skills and digital workforce to support the digital program that I mentioned earlier. And again, here we have identified two very particular outcomes we talk to that are very similar to the HRDS thing. Our goal, again, we work in tandem with participation and training. Where we're talking here of both the access, equity of opportunity, and outcome, and high-level education directed programs, in particular, in needed areas, and I'll talk to some of those in including, obviously, the graduate outcome of the national education. Those are the skills that we want to provide. In Alpha 5, which in part takes the work of the Department of Science and Technology in terms of capital where we talk about research development innovation. People have to put a role on skills and research areas that we have identified, and this is not an exhaustive list on our list. In fact, I want to start initially with the work that we are doing with the Department of Transportation and Training, where we have identified that list on your right, which under the name of the skills and research, it's critical for the health of our economy. Increased numbers produced in the engineering science in the whether mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, or anything we need them. We need quantum surveyors, we need ground panels, we need engineering, we need station development, away from apartment geography. Animal and human health sciences are coming up with this other committee where we still are in an economy where we require the research on the other members of the member that have been in the human health sciences and we are able to get it. Important on our own to always keep ourselves reminded that while we often talk about science, engineering, and technology, for actuality, we also need to think about how to prepare. So, material science, the quality of currency, about profitability, insurance. Thank you.
I Where we have more than
how do you see the rate of growth is similar to renewable energy production? So part of what we're trying to do is to change the function of both the carrying capacity and the efficiency. As I said, both are functional design, the role of the second thing is the efficiency of the system. Also, you will keep hungry to have more people also have a conundrum about the average age of South African graduates from teaching their doctor. Generally, many of our students finish their doctorates after their graduation. Now, many of them
It's to find ways
Thank you.
Higher Education.
Jake Dikobo from Higher Education.
Wendy Nelson, also from Higher Education.
Silence Makubena, Higher Education and Training. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, I during our discussion, one of the things that I'm very interested to understand the experience that you've shown in South Korea, Taiwan, how the second commission is passed by the president of the Union of Science and Technology. Thank you.
So I think that's fine. First of all, that's a bad person. they have a forum. Hear them saying anything about this action, but I think any correction from wrong is necessary, or rather, is trying to actually with organized labor, thereby in
I hope it's a 10%. Thank you.
application of this positive test is the test that comes to technology. So that's one area. Secondly, the issue about, and China was a single example just now, the countries that just hadn't shown a major push that they were skilled and especially advising technology. And obviously, gone in a bigger recruitment line internationally, in the best of the case, in the world. So is there a strategy in South Africa, knowing our basics and understanding that there is the old knowledge, for example, some of the assumptions that engineers would make at the level of engineering is not any more relevant in the years to come in terms of the climate change dynamics. So there's a notion of new knowledge to engineers trained in the old way. But there is a notion of new knowledge on the rising. And is there a delivery strategy in terms of where, for example, yourself is still and focusing on students to somehow recruit the best of the best internationally and get them to be placed at university in support of training to the best? Because if we are, evolving over many years, you know, it's supposed to proceed as when a person gets into that post-graduate, post-doctoral study. So is there a short procedure by a recruitment strategy international that we can already attend, or is there a conservative in the
as I
said,
the
question
is I wanted to set a very, you talked about a very strategic country, I guess, but that is not only a case of myself, but it's a very British African country. I'd like to know exactly how it works, what you say, is how often it's made, how can one make an input to it, if at all. It's a very, very important or content for me, which can really make a significant contribution to us in the direction of this issue. But in our presentation, I had very little in the development of Africa also has politically challengeable situation in our history. I would also expect that such a strategy should also involve an entrenchment of political economy philosophy as to the growth of the so that they understand why they have the problem that in so-called formal disadvantage institutions itself, why they are so poor in understanding the special technical know-how and so forth. why also schools of the planet do not have formal faculties like laboratories. So you need to spend time philosophizing for study economics to make these students understand why they are where they are and why this direction. And I think that's the component we have for it's missing in the approach that we are using. And then one of the things also which I think is very important, which you touched on, which is the institutional institutional environment, actually also another strategy that was used in particular by Corey, which is looking, they call it innovation management framework, to see how many students output from high school to university, and how many out of universities are output to enrich the workforce, the skilled workforce. So these are some of the things that they use. So actually, one paper which was analyzing from 2005 to from 1984 to 2005. That's how how the Kora moved from 27% to 98% of the production. So these are some of the things you can look at those experiences. And then, Honorable Nobunaga talked about the problem of these people let to train and they end up not having work. I've circulated a number of relative CVs myself from people who are either PhDs from very renowned international universities. I circulated a lecture at one stage with I was asked by the CEO of HSRC that we work together to do that. We were only able in the CVs that we circulated, we were only able to get only and so the result of all the CVs are not most of them, they are in university. And actually, very true. I know of one lady who was even using the best award of the Nintendo Society, Nintendo Society Award. In those universities, we once went in the comic 2003.
Excuse me, Chair, can you just clarify that point?
Sorry?
Can you just clarify what you said?
That the lady who had been given.
You're making a point about the nature and quality of appointments of people from other institutions here. And I don't understand what the point is.
I can't get you what I want to say.
So there was a question asked about overseas recruitment. And I can't understand what your comment is.
It's a very different. I'm saying that we have here PhDs we have people in South Africa that are very qualified, that if we train them, and even train them, we must be able to take them work, but who do not get work at the end. And despite that, even at international level, they are recognized that they don't get work here. That's what I'm saying. And this is an experience that our committee had when we visited Rhodes University, where many women, especially women, said that they do not see the value of could go into research, because most of them who have master's or PhDs have not been employed after finishing.
Thank you.
I think those are all the last one is on agricultural science. I saw your slide there, which was having agricultural science are doing well. I think they are doing well with other groupings other than African groupings, because also, this comment, got a complaint from the University of Pretoria that African students don't want to do agricultural sciences. Actually, I think that time they said they want themselves often doing agricultural sciences because they don't want, they think that this will affect the farming and therefore the industry. And so they were asking our department, I mean our department and farmers, to try and have faith in this in the agricultural science. It's very, very important for growth, for everything, for economy, and social morale. So I just want to to find
With regard to the performance of Christian care, I think this is the issue that we're beginning to bring to. We'll see that as a part of what we put in the conditions for this regulation. Obviously, try to make sure that both when we set targets, targets are accomplished. But we don't make sure that the cost of the resources, the cost of the funds, are in the cost of the the issue of the groups and use the cost of the
Thank you.
Is there anybody who has not, whose question has not been responded to? If not, and we can take the second round of questions that are still in. What is happening? We are almost left with about 12 minutes. I can take one of the questions.
I'm ignorant about the finance structures around research chairs. What's the nature of that financing? Is it endowment financing or short-term financing or 5 years? What is the financing model for the research chairs?
Hello, Peter. Project I was there when it was launched. I decided to take the home of the special and it is a really good idea. It has attracted some of my thoughts about this area wherever I got them able. It attracts a lot of desire. And it was opposed when it was granted. Just when I change the way things are done, actually, it's bad. And because estimated it should be able to produce, I think, about 15,000 fish in 10 years. And if I look at the number that you produce today, the data, it doesn't look good. I don't know if you say it has to be improving, but it's very, very small. To make that signal that you can. I don't know what you want to say about
graduate, they have to teach
their family. And under this PhD project, with the organization, because they're there for the world, so I think it's a bad now. Now, some funding that will be constructed into the funding of students, some money that is making them process with fees, like kind of incentive to fees. They have to be something, they have to allow them to live with themselves. Because we have found that there was a lot of talent in the because of that. That's what I want. I don't know if you know that in Sweden, master's PhD are free. And so they made an offer to our committee. If they ask students to talk about who wants to do, if we want to promote the PhD concept, we must send them to Sweden because there is free as long as we can guarantee them food during the hour. That's what they said. So I think most of the patients in the consultation with the man will be happy to like with the random authority in Sweden to get the close to the future production. The patient is more than 1,000%. So that's kind of the thing.
Thank you. I just want to Thank you.